Christine Trzan ad, opponents will say anything to keep Democrats in power in Oregon. By Catherine Hamilton on September 14, 2022. Oregon Republican gubernatorial candidate Christine Trzan released a new political advertisement on Wednesday, accusing her two opponents of being willing to say whatever it takes to keep the governor's office in the hands of the Democrats. The advertisement, entitled Rotten, is running statewide on television and digital and features the former Oregon House Republican leader taking aim at Betsy Johnson, a former Democrat state senator running as an independent, and far-left former Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek. Career politicians are rotten to the core. That's what my family used to say, that powerful people only care about power. My opponents have held power for a generation. They will say anything to keep the governor's office in the hands of the Democrats for another decade of decline, Trzan says in the advertisement. They believe they are entitled to power, so they lie and distract and divide. But when something is this rotten, it's time to throw it out. Watch. The three-way race has been rated a toss-up by some political analysts, who see burgeoning discontent with far-left leadership and policies as a potential catalyst for change. Recent polling has shown Trzan, 33%, narrowly leading Kotek, 32%, and ahead of Johnson by a greater margin, 21%, and found that a strong majority of likely Oregon voters express pessimism about the direction of the deep blue state. The results are within the survey's plus or minus 4.92% margin of error, though the narrow gap between Trzan and Kotek could be significant given that the current Democrat Governor Kate Brown, D, who is wildly unpopular, beat her GOP competitor by roughly 6 points in the 2018 election. Trzan's campaign manager Trey Rosser released a statement, saying that both Kotek's and Johnson's legacies show nothing but failure. Tina Kotek and Betsy Johnson have spent decades in power and have nothing to show for it but failure. If they were able or willing to solve Oregon's challenges, they would have done so by now. Christine Trzan is leading them both in the polls because Oregonians know she's the only candidate ready to deliver change this November, Rosser said.